The new CD is called What Are We Living For? It was put together by volunteer singers and producers and launched at this month's International AIDS Conference in Toronto, Canada. The songs emphasize hope, honesty, and responsible behavior. Abner Mason is the executive director of the AIDS Responsibility Project.
We produced the 12-track album with songs in the hip-hop and R&B genre, and it's targeted at young people who are most at risk for infection with HIV, but who are simultaneously harder to reach with traditional types of messages. Our view is that the challenge we face with HIV is so big that it is going to require all segments of society to really step up and take responsibility.
Several of the artists on the CD have already had close encounters with HIV/AIDS. My childhood dreams so plainly. Rap singer Chad Phipps was born in New Orleans and is better known as Ghost. He likes positive music with a message.
I've had friends and stuff who passed from HIV, AIDS related diseases, and I also had a cousin, but I'm not too sure how she contracted it or whatever, because at the time it was like a new disease and nobody really talked about it. It kind of got like swept under the rug.
Katie Marino is a pop and soul singer and a dance teacher.
I work with high school students, so for me, it's important for me to impact them.
Besides the music CD, the Responsibility Project and ARP Productions are also using video and the internet. Their website at arpproductions.com promotes HIV/AIDS awareness. Their video uses stories from Africa and testimonials of volunteers.
It's cool to be smart. It's cool to be careful. It's cool to be aware of the possibilities of contracting something. It's not cool to die yet.
Abner Mason with the AIDS Responsibility Project hopes this CD is just the beginning.
We hope very much to attract other artists. In fact, what we hope is that other artists will see what we're doing and see that they too can use their gift to fight HIV.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.